this season on Strange Arrivals.
I seen a forming of a black triangular craft sitting just above the forest floor. Finally, the white light disappeared. The only thing I could see was this black craft with white light coming out of the bottom of it.
The Rendlesham Forest incident.
I mean, it's a wonderful case because it has so many elements. It has top-ranking U.S. Air Force officers. It has a real-time tape recording, which is kind of evidence that you very rarely come across. And it has official U.S. Air Force documentation.
One of the most famous UFO sightings in history, sometimes described as Britain's Roswell, and one of the key events behind our obsession with UFOs and the conspiracy to hide them from the public. This season, we'll explore the events in Rendlesham Forest in December of 1980 and hear from all three of the main witnesses.
One of the objects comes overhead at very high speed, probably 2,000 or 3,000 feet in elevation, stops above us and sends down a laser-like beam at our feet, about 10 feet away. The beam is about 10, 15, 20 feet in diameter. I'm sitting there, or standing there rather, wondering, what is that? Is it a weapon? Is it a communication? Is it some kind of warning?
And along the way, we'll ask the question, why do we think we know what we know about UFOs? And chat with others who have played a significant role in helping that folklore grow, like former Air Force intelligence officer Richard Doty and X-Files creator Chris Carter.
You know, I was a disbeliever in what our government was telling us and a believer that they were keeping things from us. So this fit in perfect with the UFO literature, which is all about government, black budget, secret operations, and all the reasons there are for the government to keep the truth about extraterrestrial life from the American public. Things that are scientific, cultural, religious, it would upend a lot of the institutions in society.
Season 2 of Strange Arrivals lands on May 11th. Catch up now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And learn more at grimandmild.com.